Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A 21-year-old man is facing multiple charges following an attack on a mother in Fond du Lac County. At 3:37 p.m. Monday, the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office was called to the area of the Mascouten Valley Trail in the village of Rosendale. A 27-year-old woman said she was attacked while walking her 1-year-old son in a stroller. The alleged victims had an unknown male put a white cloth over her mouth and grabbed her around the neck. The woman was able to fight him off. She ran with her son back to her home and called 911. The woman was able to provide a description of the suspect and a vehicle. Eyewitness reports and security camera footage were also used to identify the suspect. At 10:46 p.m., a search warrant was issued at a residence in Rosendale. The suspect was arrested on charges of attempted kidnapping, false imprisonment, and battery. Detectives say all evidence points to the attack as being an isolated incident. A Fond du Lac County judge on Monday sentenced the 35-year-old Ribbon man to 60 years in prison and 30 years of extended supervision for a brutal hatchet attack and sexual assault. Hayden Daffenson was convicted of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree sexual assault, and mayhem, all with domestic abuse enhancers. Charges stem from an assault on June 22nd of 2025. The brutal assault occurred after the victim stopped dating Daffenson. Daffenson then conducted a premeditated attack, striking the victim 25 times with a hatchet during a sexual assault. She was left for dead when Daffenson fled the scene. District Attorney Eric Toney said, quote, "The survivor's life will never be the same, but she is alive because of her bravery and strength, which I hope is an inspiration to others," unquote. Two people were taken into custody at gunpoint during a traffic stop in Fond du Lac County late Sunday morning. According to the county sheriff's office, shortly after 11 a.m., a deputy tried to pull over a vehicle in the town of Friendship that was going 91 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. It happened on Lakeshore Drive. The fleeing vehicle at one point pulled into a driveway to try to evade the deputy. A few minutes later, the deputy spotted the vehicle again heading south on Lakeshore Drive. The suspect's vehicle eventually pulled over near Lakeshore Drive and Franklin Avenue, and the driver and passenger were taken into custody during a high-risk traffic stop. The driver, a 37-year-old Oshkosh man, was arrested on a number of charges, including OWI and fleeing an officer. He was also wanted on two active warrants from Winnebago County. His passenger, a 48-year-old Menasha woman, was taken into custody and subsequently released at the scene. The 174th Fond du Lac County Fair is just 2 weeks away. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
It gets started with a sneak peek night and fireworks on Tuesday, July 14th. Katie Grinstead is a member of the fair board. She says the grandstand entertainment will include a tractor and truck pull that Wednesday. On Thursday night, there'll be something a bit different.
Thursday night, we're doing something a little different and having a Michael Jackson tribute band, which I think it's going to be kind of fun. Something, you know, really different and unique.
Friday night has Night Ranger, Saturday night, Trace Adkins, and Sunday is the Demo Derby. The fair will have the usual attractions with carnival rides, food and beverages, and in honor of America's 250th birthday, an apple pie contest. Of course, it's also a showcase for agriculture and the youth of the county. You can find out more at the Fond du Lac County Fair website, including ticket information for the entertainment. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Wautoma Police Department recently expressed its gratitude to three young boys and their family for a generous donation. Through their hard work and dedication, the Vizina boys organized a bake sale that raised more than $1,000. They chose to donate every dollar to the department to help purchase external hard drives used to securely store digital evidence in child sexual abuse investigations. According to the post on the department's Facebook page, the department has had an increase in those types of investigations this year, and the costly hard drives are not in the department's operating budget. After presenting their donation to the department, the boys had the opportunity to spend time with some of the department's officers during a rifle training session. Wautoma Police Chief Paul Mott said the Vizina boys just warmed his heart. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.